That's from a production of Hamlet that Kenneth Branagh's Renaissance Theatre Company did for BBC Radio 3 in 1992. I believe the audio CD of that production is the only place where you can find that music, which is composed by Patrick Doyle. But you get that, you get several other interludes by him, and you get the complete play as well. It is supposed to be quite a good play, though. Welcome to Short Attention Span Radio number 6, track listings at sasradio.blogspot.com. This is Spiral Beach. Toronto's finest, that's Spiral Beach, and a track called Day OK from the Spiral Beach CD, which is available from the Spiral Beach website for $10. And I presume that's $10 Canadian, which I think is about $9, €7, £5 sterling, and $10 Canadian. Sorry, that's not much use to anyone who's tuning in from Mumbai, Singapore, Auckland, places where I know Short Attention Span Radio has listeners. And I guess that if there are ways of getting a CD sent to you from faraway places like Canada, there's a possibility you already know. This is Mission of Burma from a new LP, Obliterati, released on the 23rd of May. This is a track called Twice.
What did you think you'd find at the bar?
Matador Records, that's Twice by Mission of Burma from the new LP out later on this month. And if it wasn't enough to have one venerable and distinguished band producing new music, here's the title track from the new LP by Camera Obscura, released on Merge Records in June. This is Let's Get Out of This Country. Let's Get Out of This Country from the new album by Camera Obscura. And there's a fair bit of new music in this podcast, just happens to be the kind of research I've been doing for the last fortnight. This is from the new album by Controller Controller, X Amounts, released on Paper Bag Records. And this track's called Poison Safe. Controller from Toronto again, but the kickbacks from their tourism board are keeping my family in fine wines and soft cheeses, you'll be pleased to know. Mickey Avalon isn't from Toronto, he's from California. This is Jane Fonda.
I had a baby named Jane, she could shake that thing. Said her daddy used to hang with Johnny Coltrane. She sang on Soul Train with a friend named Jen. Her booty was bigger than a Mercedes Benz. Jen was a hurdy-gurdy, dirty little girly. I heard it from a birdie, she could cook a mean turkey with gravy. Baby, 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 baby was Jen's best friend. And maybe, if you were lucky, licky, licky, sucky, sucky, Mickey, Mickey, fuck me, fuck me. More junk in the trunk than a Honda. I know you wanna do the Jane Fonda. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get your booty on the dance floor. Work it out. Shake it, little mama. Let me see you do the Jane Fonda. 5, 6, 7 now. If you don't know, let me show you how to work it out. Work it, little mama. I know you wanna do the Jane Fonda. I had a princess, queen of incest. She was in red, but Jean had big breasts and big eyes and a big ass to match. Jean wasn't fat, she was easy to catch. Then came Molly, a hood from Hollywood High. So fly, she was transatlantic. She was a manic depressive. Manic depressive. Which was impressive, very impressive. I had to test it. Tasted like chicken and was lemon scented. She took me home to her mama. I taught them both how to Jane Fonda. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get your booty on the dance floor. Work it out. Shake it, little mama. Let me see you do the Jane Fonda. 5, 6, 7 now. If you don't know, let me show you how to work it out. Work it, little mama. I know you wanna do the Jane Fonda.
I had a doll named Dana from Santa Ana. She was a waitress at the Copacabana. She was slamming and her ass was jamming, like Janet Jackson in the Rhythm Nation. Her brother Jason had a girl named Grace, and you could see her ass from outer space. So I landed on a planet and planted a Mickey F flag in it, damn it.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get your booty on the dance floor. Work it out. Shake it, little mama. Let me see you do the Jane Fonda. 5, 6, 7 now. If you don't know, let me show you how to work it out. Work it, little mama. I know you wanna do the Jane Fonda. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get your booty on the dance floor. Work it out. Shake it, little mama. Let me see you do the Jane Fonda. 5, 6, 7 now. If you don't know, let me show you how to work it out. Work it, little mama. I know you wanna do the Jane Fonda. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get your booty on the dance floor. Work it out. Shake it, little mama. Let me see you do the Jane Fonda. 5, 6, 7 now. If you don't know, let me show you how to work it out. Work it, little mama. I know you want.
Someone broke into my heart and stole a beat or two. The finger of suspicion points at you. Someone took away my sleep and never left a clue. The finger of suspicion points at you. Just as soon as they can make the guilty one confess, I know exactly what I'm gonna do. I'll take and lock her charms forever in my arms. And who is bound to be the guilty who? The finger of suspicion points at you.
Oh,
someone broke into my heart and stole a beat or two. The finger of suspicion points at you. Someone took away my sleep and never left a clue. The finger of suspicion points at you. Just as soon as they can make the guilty one confess, I know exactly what I'm gonna do. I'll take and lock her charms forever in my arms, and who is bound to be the guilty who? The finger of suspicion.
On hearing that in 1954, young people just like you were touching each other like you wouldn't believe. That was Dickie Valentine and the Stargazers, a track called Finger of Suspicion. And don't let it be said that Short Attention Span Radio doesn't play popular tracks, because that got to number one. Before that was Mickey Avalon with a track called Jane Fonda. And this is Daylights for the Birds, 2-0-1.
Thank you.
Before a change of lineup, they were known as On Air Library from New York City. That's Daylights for the Birds, excludes owls presumably, and that's a track called 2-0-1. And the next track on the podcast is something I found quite by accident, looking for something entirely different. If I don't completely mangle the pronunciation, this is by José Olison and Domingo Sergio with a track called Revolta Odalam.
Retirante ruralista, lavrador, nordestino lampião, salvador, pátria sertaneja, independente, Antônio Conselheiro, em Canudos presidente, zumbi em Alagoas, comandou, exército de ideais. Balaiada,
sou Malê,
sou Búzios, sou Revoltas.
My son.
Sister Ain't My Son. Although I expect you got that already. That's The Seconds from New York City, from the album Gratitude on 5 Christine Records. And before that was José Alisson and Domingo Sergio from Brazil, and their track was called Revolta Odilon. It's likely you're entitled to something a bit more mellow now, so this is Paul Schroffel from Winnipeg in Canada, performing as Lampshade, and this track is called Moon Jam.
Thank you.
From Canada on Vinyl Republic Records, that's Lampshade and Moon Jam. And that awful moment has come round again where we must prepare ourselves for what is to be the last track on this podcast. Fortunately, it's pretty good. It's by Anna Oxygen on Kill Rockstars Records. This is Fake Pajamas. Suddenly As It Begins from Portland, Washington. That's Anna Oxygen, a track called Fake Pajamas. And we've come to the end of another podcast, but, you know, this has been nice. I've overrun a bit this week, so if I've made you miss a train or something, sorry about that, but there'll be another one along in 30 minutes or so. I wonder who carries on listening to this after the music is finished, but if you are, I just want to say thanks to everyone who put posts on the comments thread, and invite anybody else who stops by at Short Attention Span Radio to come and put comments on the thread as well. The wonders of technology tell me that there are a number of you out there coming in to check to see if anything's changed on a fairly regular basis, and I'm flattered and pleased by that, but I don't hear from you very much. If you want to make yourselves known, then add something to the comments thread or send an email in. Password on, if you like, Short Attention Span Radio, and advise people to subscribe, because the archive service I use to store the podcast can be a bit slow to download from. Subscription means you can just plug in iTunes or whatever and it'll come to your computer automatically. That's about it. There's plenty more good music waiting to be played out there, so I'll be back in about a fortnight. In the meantime, thanks for downloading and listening.